We are continuing our shiurim on Otzot Chaim. We are in the last two pakim of Ha'oros Azun, which is Perek Ches, which is Daf Nun Dalit Amud Beis in the original editions, and in the new edition of Otzot Drak Shehelik Beis Taf Kuf Pei Vov. So we're starting at the beginning of Perek Ches. Od Nivaya Bechinas Acheras Sheyesh BiYesod Abba Shevetoch Za. We know that we've been speaking about a lot about the Yesod Abba. Yesod Abba is responsible for a lot of Patsufim which come out from that, are created through the Chasadim Gvus, which are pumping out of the Yesod Zah, the Patsuf of Yaakov, the Patsuf of Dor Midbar. And now we're going to discuss a new Inyan over here. Behinehem, the Koim Aaron, Kapores, the Zezov. She'olov. So here we're going to speak about the shorish of the Aaron, the Aaron HaKodesh, the Kaporet, right, which goes around the on top of the Aaron, and then the Zer Zov, which goes around the Aaron. What is the shorish of those things, particular things that they have?
This is at the Mishkan, yeah.
Mishkan, no?
Rather than the Mishkan.
Why?
No, well, that was a question, Gufa.
Mustama's the same. Now, v'hine nisbar etzleinu ki ha-yesod abba mitzlabish toch za nika torah shebechtav. So the first piece of information that he tells us is the Torah Kedosha has a shosh lemalah in the partzufim. What is that? That's the yesod abba. Okay, that's not a chiddush of the Arizal, actually, it's a chiddush of the Zohar. Shimon Bar Yochai is mechadush that the Torah Shebichtav is the shorish of that, in spiritual terms, is coming from the Yesod Abba, which is Malubish inside the Yesod Zah. Asher ze sod ma she'om Rabbeinu zichronam livracha, is a posuk in Yeshaya, I think. That says as follows: Noivlos Chochma Shel Mala Torah. The Noivlos, what falls out from the Chochma, what comes out of the Chochma, is Torah. It says Pirush, Ki Abba Anikra Chochma, Ma She Noivel VeYored Mimenu Levata Hi Torah. So whatever comes out from Abba is Torah. That's one of the sources. Shehu Yesod Shalom is Pasha Tochza, VeGam Yaakov Yotze MeHaOretz HaYesod De Abba Haze Kiniska Leel Gam Hu Anikra Torah. Now we're not going to explain about Yaakov right now. We're going to focus about these three inyanim: the Aaron, the Kaporet, and the Zezov. Now zol inyanim. Kinei bi'aron b'mokum acher. We've already explained in some place else that it's Etzchai and Shach Haftet. Perkhes ki kasher chasodim asher b'yosod ima yotzim izgalim mechazed ezar lemata. When the chasodim come out of the ima, enam yotzim bli levush omnam lokhim imaim shor shiyosod ima atzmam mitlabishim bo ve'ena yotzim bilti levush.
Which levush? What
levush? So, well, as the chasodim are inside the yosod of ima, they're coming out, but they don't come out mamash begilo. They come out uncovered by a levush of ima. As they're coming out, the ima, the yesod of ima, is covering them over with some type of levush, as we'll explain. Now, therefore, v'hine bio ina likiras levush ze hukach. Let's explain more about this ina levush. Ki hine pi yesod the ima enu poseach legamre mamash. It's not the yesod is not completely open. Kim yeh pesuch legamer yotze chasodim begiloi gomer gimol begiloi gomer lemata. Therefore, all the chasodim would just come coming out like a flow of water, and that's not the rotzon of Hashem. Not so much chasodim are needed. Ki im
mean it's lefiy tzorach.
Lefiy tzorach, that's right, exactly. So therefore, it cannot be open in ganze. That's his point over here. Ve'ev sha'ichi achzu b'hem achitzoner, because if too much comes out, then again, the famous chitzoinim will come out and chap the shefa. We don't want that.
Well, that's a different reason.
What?
Isn't that a different reason?
Correct. V'chein, both of them are ends. V'chein gam achasadim ha'elyonim shelamala min achazeh hastumim gam hem yoldu achoreihem v'yipulu v'yotzu l'chutz v'lachein amatzi l'elyon Hemshich bechinas ha'ara levush yesod ima bepi yesod shela atzma v'nasi sham bechinas levush u'masach bepi yesod ha'hu aval einos stum legamu rak ha'ara levush yesod shela b'vat v'tam hu liyot sham siyum sefira achrona de'ima k'nizkar. This is the last sphere which is the sewer, which is open, which is the furthest into that, which is open, that is the entrance port, well, the yitzir for all the chassadim. So we don't want too much coming out for like two reasons we just said, because the chitzonim and the fiat tzorech, and therefore the matzil, he put a covering over it. It's not a complete covering because we want chassadim to come out, because we need the chassadim to go into that to grow him. So it's a half-half. So it's a penetrable membrane that you can just imagine. Some chassidim are coming out, some chassidim are being held back. Now, v'nimza ki kasha yotzim chassidim atachtonim misham v'lechutz lokhi mimayim ha'ara levush ha'nizkaru. So therefore, this is the levush of the chassidim when they go out from ima, they're chapping a little bit of this hashpah of this ha'ara of the levush. Excuse me. Uvzeh eno yored atzmusam. The chassadim just don't come down themselves. Rak mashi yochol lavor der masach ha'hu belvad. That means the atzmis of the chassadim don't come down. It's only the spashtus of the chassadim, which is a lower level. V'yored melevush im ha'aro ha'masach ha'hu gamken. So they go down past this masach and they hop onto this levush. Hop onto this levush. So every time the chassadim move, the levush will move as well, because now they're enveloped. Is that clear? So therefore you can have two sets of chassadim. We know there's five. Let me do this this way. There's five chassadim. Let's say two and a third stay up in the yesod of ima, that contain within her yesod. Those are called the chassadim amechusim. The covered over, those are proper mechusim. The other two and two thirds come out from the yisod of ima. Those are mamash megul, because they are no longer kept restrained by the yisod. Nevertheless, they're not meguli ligamre, because they have the little levushim which are covering each one of them. That's why, and what is that? That the reason why that is because we don't them. The chitzonim to chop them.
I don't know how does that fit with what he says here. Is the kriyim chosodim megulim?
Yeah.
Why is it megulim? The fisha in rak masach v'loish tam od.
That's right. They're not within alafuke. They're not within the esoid, which that's a proper covering. That's a proper masach. This is, it's not a masach. Where the chosodim are coming out.
It's a masach. Rak masach v'loish tam od.
If you sheino,
which is then.
Okay, it's dak. It's not the proper keli of. Let's call it this. You have the keli of the yesod, right? This is the yesod of ima. This is the opening. Let's say those two walls here are. That's the keli. That's a proper masach. As opposed to over here, when they come out from here onwards, it's only masach dak. It's only a thin membrane. Okay, there's a big difference, and that's why they're still considered to be meguli but not ligama. והנה, על ידי יויס מלבוש בלבוש הזה, אין החיצונים שולטים ונאחזים בהם ליויס מלבוש מלבוש אימא כנודע שאין שם החיזק אל החיצון. Like he said beforehand, that once the אימא is involved, then the חיצונים don't happen whatsoever. That's because of the לבוש, which is stuck onto everything, whether it's the חסודים, which are coming down. וכן, על ידי המסך הנזכר אשר ניתן והוסם בפי היסוד האימא, אין החסודים עליונים יורדים ויוצים דר פי ונשארים במקומו. Because again, we don't want too much chasodim coming down either. So that's the masach. That's the masach which is keeping back some chasodim, and as the rest of the chasodim which are coming down, they get attached to this levush, and they bring down with them. כי מה שיוצאים החסודים התחתונים וניגלים אף על פי שיש שם מסך אינו רק סיבס היועס למלט שרי ודוחוקים מאוד. Now the reason why the first two and two third come out, because it's too squashed over there, so therefore it's שרי ודוחוקים מאוד, they get pushed out. They get pushed out past this masa, because you can say ma'ulin hai. Why is it the first two and two thirds are able to break through this masa and go out, and the other one and two thirds, the two thirds and a third, two and a one third, chazalim are held back because of the masa. So the answer is because it's the old cooker pressure situation. The so much chassadim over there break through the masach, but only two and two thirds come out. The other two and one third are kept back because there's enough space over there, and they're kept back because of what? Because of the masach. L'chein bokim v'yotzim der masach, aval ach sheyotzim letachtonim nishogim elyonim muvarachim. L'chein ein tzorech lahem livkoa masach letzez. Okay.
Oh no! What?
What? Ain't
sort of
them?
They don't. There's wait. Is this a natural thing or it's an artificial thing?
Well, it's natural for them to break through because there's not enough space.
What's ain't sort of? You don't have a choice. It's
no, but no. One second. No. What he's saying? He's saying that the first two and two thirds have to break out. That's natural.
What do you have?
They have to. They have to, because it's mokum tsarim v'dechukim me'oid. It's very, very tight over there. It's a cooker pressure effect. And therefore, they bust out. They burst out. That's natural for it to happen. But once that, the mokum has now revochim now, it's wide, the other one, there's no tzor for them. There's nothing pushing them out anymore. There's nothing
it's not
pushing.
It's either, if you're doing natural, the natural will push its way out.
The chukim, right?
No, if there's an interruption to push, so the interruption push will push if it's natural, not natural.
What do you mean? It's a natural feeling to push. What do you mean? Even childbirth, same thing. It's a natural feeling to push. The women, now it's time to push.
So you don't need the chippus for that. It's pushing.
No, it's not people pushing. If you don't push, the baby's not going to come out. It's because you feel the chippus, and therefore that the pushing effect comes out. Okay, but that's not the point. The point is, over here, you have two and two thirds which are eventually have to come out in order to leave space. And once there's enough space over there, then the other chassadim. But then the kud over here is the lavush. That's what we want to focus on. The lavush over there is the masach which ends off the yesod. This is the end of the yesod. You have a little masach, a little permeable membrane over there that's going to do two purposes. First of all, it keeps back the chassadim which are supposed to be left over there, and second of all, as the chassadim amigulim coming out, they're going to take some of this levush with them, and that's going to protect them when they go out begiloy from the chitzonim. Hine al derech anizbay bechassadim deima atzmo ken ye inyan yesod de'avos. So same thing that happens by the Sod of Ima, as explains exactly the same will happen in Sod of Abba. Ki kishe yoytze mechut li Sod of Ima li yoytze yoytze oruch, hine hu muchach livkoach masach pi yesod ahu de Ima. Obet seitzo gam hu mitlabish ben masach ahu ve yoru mispashel levusho imo im ein Abba mitgale ela ki ein abba mizgale ela mitoch hitlabshuso ve'ima kenoda. So again, the yesod the ima is short. We know that the yesod the ima is short, and the yesod the abba is long. So as the yesod the abba is penetrating yesod the ima, it comes out from the yesod of ima, and when it comes out, it's mislabish itself in that masach. You understand that? We said there's a masach at the end of the yesod of ima, so therefore the yesod of abba we know is tamir tfei, it's inside the yesod of ima. When it's coming out from the yesod of ima, it's hitting this masach. So the yesod of abba is in the same position as the chassadim. The chassadim broke through; they took with them some of the levush. The yesod of abba, which is there, it's breaking through, is also taking part of the levush. That's important, very important nekuda.
But it's haphazard. There's no real keshe between the two.
What do you mean? It's like it's going through an area. It's going through an area of you put your hand through oil, a mashal. When your hand comes out of oil, it's full of oil. It has this film of oil. That's what's happening. As it's passing through this masach, it's getting filmed and enveloped with this oil or membrane, whatever you want to call it. That's important to understand this. Okay. Because we're trying to find out what's the shorish of the Aaron and the Kapolis and the Zerzav. This is what it's all about. Here we go. Now this is the punchline. Here we go. The Ata.
But even that going through oil, is that it's not pshat that the oil is trying to be on your hand. It happens to be that bits and pieces will be on your hand.
Alright. So what? At the end of the day, it's on your hand, right?
See?
It's covering your hand?
Part of it, at least.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. Think about it, it's a plastic bag. You're putting your hand through a plastic bag, right? It's completely covering your hand. Right, I just want to give you a model how it sticks, right? But that's the point. The point, this membrane will, as you pass through this hole, which is the Yesod Ima, it's going to stick over the Yesod Abba. So you have Yesod Abba, this film, which we call the Levush of the Ima, and we'll take the next step now. The Ata. Nevaya Aaron, the Aaron, the Luchos, Aaron or Luchos, Ma'inona. Well, now we're going to discuss the Aaron and Kodesh. The Aaron, we're talking about the Luchos, we're going to talk about the Kapowitz. Now, the Shosh. Now, here we go. Kehine, Bechinas Ma, the Mitzachelik, She Yotzim Yesod Abba, Mitoch Yesod Ima, as the Yesod Abba is breaking through the Yesod Ima, as we explained, Mispashet Chutz Mimeno Limata, as soon as it passes by, Zehu Bechinas Aaron. This is what we call the Aaron HaKodesh, right? That's what it's all about. Yesod Abba penetrating past Yesod Ima. Now, what's the Dimyon? How can we meramez this? Ki hu mispashet bo'orer b'dimyon Aaron. Now, the Aaron was long, right? So that's the Yesod of Abba breaking through. That's the longness. That's the two. That's the Tzavot Shavah B'nayim. V'chein Aaron, another remez for us. Not the fact that it was only long, also the gematria of Aaron, right? Gematria is Nezer, is 257, right? Aaron is 257. Now, the gematria of 257 can be broken down into two parts, 72 and 184. Ab Kapad. Okay, those two, you add them together, is 148 with a colon. It's 257, sorry, right? 72 and 148. Kapad 184 with the kola is 257. Now let's work this out. Now what is that? Where's the 72? The 72 is represented by hem achorayim pshutim. When you take the havai yud kei vav kei and you do it in a level, you do it b'der achorayim pshutim. What achorayim pshutim means? I'll spell it out. It's yud, and then you go again yud kei, and then you start again. Yud kei vav, and then you start again. Yud kei vav kei. That's called the achorayim pshutim, the havaya achorayim pshutim. If you add up all those letters together, guess what? You get 72. Now, there's another system called miluyim, the havaya the yudim. Now that's the exact same thing, except what you're doing over here is that you're spelling out every letter. So instead of yud, and then again you start again yud kei. And then Yud Kei Vav, and then Yud Kei Vav Kei. You're spelling the Yud, spell it out. Yud Vav Dalet. That's the Yud. And then you go back. Yud Vav Dalet, and then the He, which you spell out He Yud. So if you keep on doing that system, that's called the Milui, then what's going to happen? You spell all that. That's going to, if you add up all those letters, the Gematria is 184. 184.
What's it going to do with Nezer?
One second. Nezer. That's the Gematria. It's the Gematria of Nezer.
It's irrelevant.
It is relevant. We'll see later on how it is relevant. The fact that it comes out to that name Nezer. That's what you're asking. What's the name Nezer for doing?
It seems to be Musa.
No, I mean, he said Aaron.
What we read so far, it's Musa.
What?
At the moment.
Okay, we're going to put it together now. Now, Ashev Yisna. Now, these two names we know, the Achorayim Pshutim, and also the Miluim, the Havaya, the Yudim, right? That's the 72 and the 184. Those are all found in the Yesod Abba. We learned this before in Perek Vav. Okay, when we spoke about the Shosh and the Shoma of Aaron HaKodesh, the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke of Aaron, then we spoke about how he's come from the Yesod of Abba and how you find over there Ab Kapat. Okay, now v'nimsa. Now we're going to put it together. Ki kol keli yesod asmo de abu hu Aaron. as we explained, the whole, as the Yesod, the Abba, is breaking through Yesod, the Ima, that Ganze extension, up and above what Ima is the Aaron. And we give a Rebbe, it's because it's long, that's the way the Aaron was long. Now, the Oirus, Asher B'toichem, now the Oir which is inside this, which is called the Chugim, Chassadim Gvuos, Hem Luchus HaTorah Shebichtav. The oil, the shuffle, which is inside the yesod, is called the luchos. V'lavush shelokeach meyesod ima, as he's breaking through, he's taking the levush that we spoke about a lot. He akapore, hu akapore is a polish ala alan. Amazing, huh? Isn't that amazing? So again, the yesod is the Torah. Is the alan, sorry. What's inside is the luchos, that's the chugim. And what is around it, the Levusha Ima, that's the Kaparet. Okay? So since you have this spiritual source, which is up there, that manifests itself in this world with a box, which we call the Aaron, and inside you have the Luchas, and around it you have the Kaparet. That's where, that's the Shorish of these three in the Onion.
Nezer is Tum, you see, yeah?
No, Nezer is the Gematria of 257. 257 is the Gematria of Aaron. Aaron is the 257.
You could just begin Aaron Gematria Ein Beis Kufay Dad. What's this Gematria Nezer? Is it relevant? What's it there for?
No, the Degla Ava and Dibur Matzchir begin Aaron explains the Hazakesha, but that's later on, right? Right now, let's take it for its face value. It's just a nice Gematria of 257. It's 257, right? I can't lie, right? But Enichnami has, it's more, it's deeper than that. But that we'll see later on. Now we're going to talk about the Gematria of the Kaporis. The Kaporis. Even though we did already show the Remez of Kaporis, it's going to be now a different Gematria for Kaporis. Here, Kaporis Gematria Tavshin Yud Aleph, 711.
Okay. Yeah.
What? Now, the Ininhu, Ki Sholosh Aos, the Netzel Chod Yesod. The Imam is lavishim b'mochim diza. We know that Sholosh ha'oros netzach od yesod. The Imam is lavishim b'mochim diza. We have the Imam night, the Imam coming into the chabad diza. Now shlosh to meirim yesod the Imam who I am sorry to bring. Now all of them, the Netzach and the Hod, also focus into the middle vein, which is the Yesod. Hine a Netzach hu Shem Yudke b'Milui Yudim b'Gematria Lamed He.
This is the first time we have Netzach here.
Excuse me.
My question is saying this is the first time we've
been. Yes. Correct. Now Netzach and Hod, as I just explained, is going to be feeding into the Yesod. Yesod is going to be the main one, but we're taking all three on its own merit. So the Netzach is represented by the two letters Yud K. Now Yud K, if you spell them out, it's Yud Vav Dalit, and the K and the He is Yud He Yud. If you add those letters together, that's 20, 15, that's 35. Okay. Va'achikar Taka Oisa Yud Vav Dalit Pamim K Yud. When you multiply Yud Vav Dalit, which is the Yud and the He and the Yud. Right? That means 20 times 15 in English. You come out with 300.
Where did you get the dance from?
Taka means to hit. That's the solution for multiplying. It's the solution zivug be'etzim. Taka, if you multiply both of them.
Yeah, but that, how do you do that?
What do you mean? The Ariza tells us. This is the formula.
Ah, okay.
Right, that's the formula. Now, so you have 300. So we already had 35 because you added the 20 and the 15 together. So 335 is shala, right? Shin lamed hey, that's all in netzah. Now let's move on to hod. You do the exact same thing with hod. Hod, you also have the gemat. You also have.
Where do you get shala to mean?
I just told you. You are you multiplying Yud Vav Dalit, which is 20, times K Yud, which is 15. Okay, 20 times 15 is 300.
Right.
Okay.
335, right?
Okay, so that's 335.
What's going on with Netzach?
Okay, let's stop it there. Netzach. Let's go back there.
No,
we'll get there. We're going to get there. We're patient. Now, hoyt. Hoyt. Yesh yud ke, same thing. Bahahin, begematria lamed. You're going to have 30 over there. Okay? Va'achikach, taka yud vavdal pamin kk. Right? So you multiply 20 times 10. You come out to 20. Or 200, sorry. The 200 plus the 30 you had already, that's resh lamed. It's 230. That's when you come up with hod. Yesod, you do the exact same thing. Yesod also has two letters in it, which is called yud k. The alofim now. You're going to take a different milui. Shugamatria, 26. 26. Now, besides that, you're also going to multiply. Not only add, you're going to multiply. Taka yudvav darapami he aleph. That's 120. Are kufchav. Plus your original 26 that you had. That's kuf memvav. Now, techaber. Now, you're going to add all three gematrias together. Neta, hod, yesod together. You put.
Where did you get a gematria of Netzach from Shiloh?
Excuse me?
Where did you get Hari Shiloh being?
I told you. Okay.
You didn't. I asked you that.
Netzach has a counterpart in the Havaya. We learned this in all the time. Netzach, the counterpart in the Havaya is Yud He. Okay? Yud Ke. Okay? There's nothing that I can explain to you. That's what the Ariza tells us. Netzach is connected Yud and the He of the Havaya. Okay? Now I'm going to take the Yud and the He, I'm going to add it together. And also I'm going to take the Yud and the He, I'm going to multiply it. You got me? And then I'm going to add both sums together. And I'm going to come out with Shin Lamed He. I'm going to do the same thing for Hoyt.
No. Still with Netzach as a muscle. You end up with Shin Lamed He.
Yeah. Which means nothing right now. Nothing. It's not worth anything.
You're saying the Shin Lamed He.
Yeah.
Means Netzach.
No.
Are you not?
It's representing a Bechina of Netzach, but that's not what we want over here. We want to add all three Bechinas. We want to do all the Bechina of Netzach together with Hoyd and Yesoy together.
And that has no problem with my question was how you got Shlach to mean Netzach.
It doesn't mean Netzach. It's a Bechina that comes off of Netzach. It's a Bechina which represents a type of Nekuda which is in Netzach. Gematria. These are Gematrias.
Yeah, but normally Shlach has to have Shachas Netzach.
Of course, it comes from Netzach. It's a derivative from Netzach. It's a derivative of Netzach, remember.
There's no direct correlation of the word Netzach to Shlach.
What? Define Netzach.
It's a representation of Netzach in, what should we call it, in Shemus, of Heyud, which has a Shaychus Suvdova to Netzach. But it's not that Netzach has in itself has a shaykhus to the match of Shlach.
It does.
You know what you said?
It does have. If it has no shaykhus, then what's the point of it? What's the point? What's the connection there? How can you say Shim Lamed Hey is connected and this have there's no connection?
There's no atzmius. There's no be'etzim shaychus of the word Netzach to Shlach. The Kabbalistic representation of Netzach in Shem Hashem of Heyud, that does.
It's one and the same.
You hear what I'm saying?
No, I don't think you hear what I'm saying. He's saying that Netzach and the Havaya is one and the same. You won't go in Shemei Shemayim and see Netzach. It's not going to happen. Right? It's a representation of a Havaya. That's what it is. And this Havaya comes out with the Gemat of Shin Lamed Hey. It's all one. You're making Shnei Dinim. Not Shnei Dinim. It's one thing. That's all I can tell you right now. We're going to move on. Now, once you receive all these Gematrias, Techabe Shloshtam Shin Lamed Hey, Reish Lamed, Kuf Mem Vav, Hare Tav Shin Yud Aleph Keminyan Kaporis. You come out with a gematria of 711, which is Kaporis. Which is Kaporis. Again, this is an inyan which is meramis to us this this inyan of the Yesod of Ima, which is supplying this inyan of Kaporis. Vine Zeh Alavush Hu Odef Lemala Aaron. Now, really, lefi shehu noitzen kifi yisod atzmo, hu gavoh me'ad aron, b'china zeh nikra zeh zahav. She'ala kaporet.
It's the bechina. Not bechina of, as we just had, of evolve, he shehah, meaning netzah. This is a different type of bechina. Because it didn't say Bechina Bechina before.
Okay. Yeah, it's a stomach matter. That's not really on the kivun that we're talking about. It's not the levush. All right, Shine. So here we're talking about here that the levush again is not only around the Yesod the Abbas, it's coming out. It's also Oidif, that means it's at the tip. And that is.
Or what?
The Yesod the Abbas. Yesod the Abbas again is breaking through the Yesod the Ima. It's being enveloped as it's breaking through with this type of Levush. The Levush, we say, is the Kaporis. But on the tip of the Abbas is this Adifa, this, it's Oidif, there's a bit extra over there, and that's where the Inyan of the Zezov comes about. She'al HaKapoyim.
Where is this word Odif coming from?
Huh?
You said it four times now, the word Odif.
V'hine zeh levushu Oidif lemala al aron, top line.
Ah, okay.
Let's continue. Le'ani Yazdati, Nir, now he's asking, this is another gematria about the Zer. Zer, ve'le'an yizdati nir sheshamati morizal, ki zer, which is the gematria of 207, is also comprised of two different components. Hu gematria aleph, which is lamed aleph lamed pei, which is 111, plus lamed mem dalet, which is 74, plus eke aleph k yud k, which is 21. If you add 111, 74, and 21 together, it's also 207. So he's breaking down the word nezer into three different parts.
Nezer, zah.
Sorry, zah. Zer, yeah. Now, kavaya data, by the way, you have to add the koil because it's only 206. Kavaya data, kishem eke, im yud oisius miluo, that is aleph lamed pei k yud yud vav dalet k yud. That's where you spell eke b'milo. You spell out every single word. That's your 10 letters. So you have the eke, which is 21, plus the 10 letters of that eke b'miloi. That's 31. Gematria kel. Hari ech yesh kel yotze me eke shnem hem ima. So eke, which is always representative of ima, inside of there, if you, you know, you add in the miloy, the letters, then you have 31. That's how that's the connection between kel and eke. Lachain milat zer nirmazu shnei shemos elu kel b'miloy ve'eke. Okay, so that's 207 is there. If you megalit, if you separate in three different halakim, you'll find that it spells kel and eke together. Okay, stop gematria. Let's continue. Next time. Now we're going to speak about the Shorosh and the Shoma of Ephraim ben Yosef. Ephraim ben Yosef. Before we spoke about the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron. We spoke about Yeshua bin Nun. Now we're going to speak about where is the Neshama of Ephraim ben Yosef. And this is a very important. This is an introduction to the inyan of Mila as well. What's the Kabbalistic understanding, the sort of Mila? You don't know?
Ephraim and Bezrela.
Wow, I'm so disappointed. What's going on, darling? Okay, so maybe we'll sit and learn here, and we'll find out. The vibe between us,
just for a question, is this supposed to be a hemshech to
No. it's a new parak. Parak test.
Yeah,
no, Nivar b'chinas acheres. The only kesher is that we're talking about yesod. This is all everything we've been talking about. All in this whole and this whole shah is called ha'olas zun. Whatever is coming out from the zan, the yishpo, and that's coming from the yesod. So it's yesod the abba, which is yesod the za, and all these things are coming out, creating all these gevaltik partsufim and personalities. And neshamas. Nivah bechinas acheres sheyesh biyesod zeh. Vehine bechinas Ephraim ben Yosef. Hine know that sheyesod yesh bo shnei orot zeh al gabei zeh. We know there's the ola, and underneath the ola there is the membrane. What's that called in Hebrew? The priya. The priya. You do.
Mila.
What? On top of the mila, right? On the, you have the ola, uh-huh. And then you have the membrane that you break apart. I don't know what you do. It's called you're doing a maisa mila and a maisa priya. That's what the mold does. That's on both of those skins. So this is one on top of the other. V'ksha molim koltim ha'ola, that's the top skin. Hu or yishon elin mechitzon v'az lo yesh mechitza. Or mafseket rak or echad bilvad. Once you break off the ola, you only have one left. That's the thin membrane. Now, there's another gears over here. This is the gobi in ois hey as it's in.
Gobi.
The gobi. The goes to biurim. He adds in this is what he adds in kishe porim gam or shnia. When you tear off this membrane, that means you took off now both oars. As then he continues with the text over here, as mizgali ateres yisod leva. Then the ateres, the yisod comes out completely revealed. Aval yisod atzmo haor shebetoch adayin hem stumim ve'en oram yotzim mechutz. Whatever is inside the yisod, life sosum. Kishnei oros she'olav em monim yitziyasam la'ir. אבל באתרס היסוד שניגליס כניסקה אז יכול עם האור שבתוכם לבקוע מחיצה אתר עצמו ולהעיר לחוץ דרצידי דופני אתר. This is very important. It comes up from the side, not from the pia, the nekev. לפי שאין שם שני מחיצות כמו שיש ביסוד עצמו. So the moil now is taken off the ola. He's taken off now the pchia, right? The little thin membrane. Therefore the atara is completely revealed, and you're going to find from there, if you put on your spiritual glass, you'd see by the mila how auras of shef are coming up from the side of the mila.
Why is it so important?
That is the neshama of Ephraim ben Yosef. That's quite important. Vihine ha'orazu
of every meal.
One second. Vihine ha'orazu eino ha'ora hayotzi mipia yisai. It's not that it comes out straight off from the nekev. Rak ha'orazu ibchina sechel yotze der tzidei dofne koisle keili ha'tor ha'atzmo. V'azo ha'orazu hi ibchina Ephraim ben Yosef. She Yosef ha'atzmo yisod iza. Yosef is the actual Yesod, and his son Ephraim beno hu ara Yosef midof netzid ara shebo. Now, because the little shaila here, shechachti ma shishamati memorizar imu meara Yosef midzid ara dof der ponim or der acho. Doesn't know whether this ara is coming in the front side of it, well, front side of the sides or the back side of the sides. That's tamakashi. He doesn't answer this. Let's continue. Now, Vihine Ephraim, this is another remez. Vihine Ephraim Tzirufo Efer Mi. That's the letter of his name. Pirush ki chamash gevuos mansapach shem gematra Efer imakolel. Right, mansapach. If you add the letters up, mem nun tzadik pei, it's 280. That's power. So Afar is part of that. That's part of his name. That's part of the letters. Hine hem be'atora v'yesod nikra kol gematra mi zu efer mi, because we're going to see in a minute he's going to explain to us that the yesod has everything in it. It's kol. Ve'inen im mash muvuat leinu shbiyesod atmo nikra kol yesh bo chlolus chamish chasodim shemitzad ima kol echad kolul me'eser hari gematra mi. So in the Yesod is a very unique sphere because it gathers up all the five chasodim and five gvuros over there. And all the five chasodim include 10, each one. Each one has 10. The chesed has 10, gvur has 10, so on and so forth. That's 5 times 10, that's 50. That's the gematria of me. Mem Yud, which is the other two letters of his name. Aval chamesh gvuros mitzat ima hem be'ator di yesod shemisham not noz v'or v'zer das rochel ashe kenegda lefi shesham hem begilu el esiva niskeres lechem yecholes lefkoa v'letze der atora v'notem v'das rochel v'zocha tam ze. So you have the five chasadim which are going to go there and going to stay in Zakas. That's his nurture, that's his blood flow. Mashi, again, the five kvos is mentioning Agav, that those are going to go into the Yesod, and then they're going to go out from the Yesod into into the Das of Racha, because that those kvos are miyuchad for that. But anyway, Koparim, the Indian is that the Mi, the last two letters, are a remez to what's happening in the Yesod. V'hine ha'ora yotza migvuos elu v'luchutz hu b'chilas Ephraim. So again, whatever is coming out from the sides of the Torah is b'chilas Ephraim. V'gam pirush mila Ephraim mora piru v'riga. Another remez which is not really attached to what we're saying, but it's another remez to this inyan of Ephraim is attached to the Yesod, because Ephraim is mora piru v'riga. Peri, inside of his name is Perish. It's Peris.
That would mean.
Yeah. Kemoshe Amar Kosov, the Hashem Hasheni Kore Ephraim.
That sounds really possible.
Veno the Kia Piri Verivir he, Bahachnosis a Torah, the Dibes. So again, it's
a Shaykh. The reason it says it's Shaykh, you're saying.
No.
You're saying that the fine because of Perish Yud. The possible issue is Deng Suez,
no Shaykh. Say there, alright. No, we use the possible no Shaykh. It's talking about Yosef. Yosef said he had children in Mitzrayim, and he called one of the names he called Ephraim because he.
Sorry, this doesn't make sense at all. And why is Shemitah to Hanazotar?
So, let's get to the Ikka. The Ikka over here, let's summarize over here. By the way, I wanted to ask, there's a very famous cash over here from the Eshel. Let me just read it out to you. Just at the bottom of the page here. V'hine, abia rav, she'ahei gvuros, yordim ve'atar tzi yesod ezar, ובוקי מדופני התורה ומשום עוברים ונתקנים בדס דרוכל. We know that the gvuros go from the Yesod Zah, go all the way down, and they collect in the Yesod. That means they're coming from the Ima all the way down to the Yesod Zah, and they collect, and then they go right into the Das Derochel. V'ayir mubu abetz chayim, shalam adalit, ubi shalam adhei, shagvuros yosu der nekev, keneged achozid Zah, v'nasi tselem al gabei rosha, v'nukva, shenichnosim der rosha. So the Eshel is asking a very poshut stira. He doesn't understand what's going on here. And this is the one who comes to the very important diuk over here he's making. That there's a conflict over here. When the gvuros come all the way down and they go into the Yesod Zah, where do they go from there? Do they go punch a hole and go directly into the das, the Rachel? That's what he seems to be saying over here. Or rather, do they go up? They go, there's a special nekiv that he has in his chazet, and they go above her head and they go down her head. So which one is it? Do they go directly into her das? Or do they go through his nekiv and they go up and above his head? So, big nafkamina. So this is still. So that is metaret with this yesod over here. There's shnei dinim over here. There's something called the gvuros atzmam, and something called the ha'ora of the gvuros. There in Shin Lamed, Shara Shin Lamed is talking about the gvuros are going above her head and going in her head downwards. That's talking about the actual gvuros atzmam. Mashiach, over here we're talking about just the ha'ora of the gvuros. The ha'ora of the gvuros are going to go down from his yisod directly into her. And that's very meduyuk on what the Ariza says over here. V'hine, just over the page, ha'ora ha'yotze me'agvuros. You hear that loshon? It's mamash meduyuk. We're talking about the ha'ora ha'yotze me'agvuros. We're not actually talking about the Gruos Atzma. And that for emphasis of Kasha. Okay, with that we finish off the Perik. Mezat Hashem, next time we're starting a new Shah, called Shah No, which is the last Shah in Otzot Chaim. Hashem has 5 parking. Very, very interesting. A lot of details. Especially about the inner of the Chasadim and Gvot, which are essential to understand the Kavanah, especially in Kone HaKol. And Hashem will start next time we meet. Okay, Shkoyach.